Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Games of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chat with head coach Dean Gingler. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you each and every Thursday at this time by Nextech and by Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
And back on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Again, we're Dean Gingler, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Coach, a nice win for you as you opened out the postseason portion of your schedule with a win over Onega 50-0 on Friday night. They're called about midway through the fourth quarter. I know it was a team that you didn't know a whole lot about going in because it was a matchup you've never had before, but just seeing them on film, you were able to kind of dive into that. What were your thoughts on the way the game plan was executed there on Friday night in that victory?
I think we executed pretty well. I mean, we kind of knew some things. We knew we'd have a speed advantage on them. If we could get outside, that we would have a good chance of being able to get some big plays there. So, you know, that was part of it we thought we could do, and we were able to get that done pretty early, and then we had some other scenarios too as far as some things we didn't do really well. I mean, we didn't convert on some extra points. We needed to do better on that, and then also just sustaining some stuff sometimes, and we had penalties again. Got some plays brought back, so there's plenty of things that we could do better, but overall, good result for us.
I know we talked about it on Thursday night, actually. I said Friday night earlier, but Thursday night you get the win, and we talked about it on the post game. The fact that, you know, 1 week to the next, you never really know who's going to be out there for you, just whether that's sickness or injuries or whatever it might be. So Jared Eitzman was the one that stepped in at quarterback for you, threw for 131 yards and a score, and did some good things in the option game as well. I thought just overall, how big has it been to have different guys to be able to step into those different positions for you?
That's an advantage we've had, and I guess it's kind of been developed through the year in terms of having some flexibility at positions and different people you can rely on and know you're going to get good results if you put them in, or if in some cases if you have to put them in when you maybe rather have something else going on. But the kids have done well stepping into those positions and taking responsibility and being able to go do what they needed to do, and that's been a big advantage for us. It's also provided us, you know, a certain amount of depth in positions that we normally wouldn't really have been looking to do. We've got some freshmen who played quite a bit more as a result of that too. So overall, it's been good. You know, kind of tough a lot of times, but it's turned out well.
Blue Jays get the win 50-0 over Onega Thursday night to set up a matchup and a rematch with Axtell coming up here this Friday. We'll talk more about that coming up after the break here on KD Country 94.
Forget the holiday stress and live better with Nextech. Tie on the aprons and whip up some Christmas treats while you stream your favorite holiday songs. While the kids wait with excitement for the oven to beep, watch holiday movies on TV now, then video chat with Grandma to show off their creations. Everyone can enjoy a sweet treat when you add a new Nextech service, including internet, TV now, or phone, because it's free for 3 months. Certain restrictions apply. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump as quick? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
And back on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com, still with Dean Gingler, head coach of the St. John's Tipton football team. Next up for you, Coach Axtell, you played them on the first week of the season, and you lost 58-12. You're close with them in the first half, and they kind of pulled away with a touchdown late in the first half and then kind of expanded on that into the second half for the 58-12 win. So what do you draw back on when you get ready for the second matchup with Axtell coming up on Friday night?
Well, we know from how we played them in the first, you know, 2.5 quarters that we definitely can play with them and can do some things. And we also know from that that if we don't, you know, execute what we need to do, then things can go wrong in a hurry. So we got kind of both of those results out of it. We felt like we didn't do the best we could in that game and gave them some opportunities, and that kind of snowballed at the time. And, you know, things turned pretty quick in that second half when we gave them short field and we gave them turnovers and just various things that we did there that just didn't didn't help ourselves out any at all. So we know we have to execute better. It's really a good team, and they've proved that all through the year. So we're going to have to come with something better this time.
Just overall, and I kind of want to focus on defensively, because Quinn Blessing is such a good quarterback there, and he had to sit out a few games because of a concussion is what it looked like here earlier this year, kind of right after that, during the Hanover game, and then a couple games after that. But what does he do that makes him so good, you know, throwing the football and in that offense that Coach Detweiler likes to run over there?
I think part of it really is just that experience. The number of, you know, games he's played, the number of plays he has is – he can see the field. He knows their offense extremely well, knows where they're going to try to go, and is able to get it there. So he's a good, quick passer, and he also is a pretty decent runner when he decides to go. So you've got to defend it both ways with him. And in A-man, if you've got that ability to do that and know where to go all the time and able to get it there, that's just something that you don't see too often. I think he's, you know, and over time been one of the best the state has seen in terms of the completion percentages and all that kind of stuff. So just tough to defend because he knows what he's doing on every play. Now, at the same time, Detweiler came in when Bussing was out and did pretty well too. So you kind of got multiple things you got to defend against.
Dean Gingler, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, this is our final actual Locker Room Chat of the season, so we want to thank you for taking the time to be with us. We've enjoyed talking Blue Jay football with you, and wish you the best of luck running through the playoffs here.
Thank you, Dusty. Appreciate you giving us the coverage and letting us talk each week.
Again, coming up on Friday night, it's Axel against St. John's Tipton. Fans can hear that game on Z96.3 with pregame coverage beginning at 6:30 from O'Brien Field in Beloit.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit and Nextech.
No water at the kitchen sink? Think Willow Springs Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Springs Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Springs Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Springs Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Springs Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Springs Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Springs Services and they can change all that for you. Give them a call. Willow Springs Services, 738-2474, your local Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Forget the holiday stress and live better with Nextech. Tie on the aprons and whip up some Christmas treats while you stream your favorite holiday songs. While the kids wait with excitement for the oven to beep, watch holiday movies on TV Now, then video chat with Grandma to show off their creations. Everyone can enjoy a sweet treat when you add a new Nextech service, including internet, TV Now, or phone, because it's free for 3 months. Certain restrictions apply. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with head coach Drew Dusky of the Lakeside Knights. Follow Lakeside and Northern Plains League varsity sports all season long on the web at nckssports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 are brought to you in part by the State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation, and by Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Drew Dusky joining us now, the head coach of the Lakeside football team. Coach, you ended up finishing in third place there in the district and went out to Axtell for your first round playoff game and ran into a very good football team. You fall 52-0 there to the Eagles on Thursday night. Just when you look at the game and had a chance to, you know, let it digest, what are your thoughts overall on that loss on Thursday night?
You know, it was a tough matchup, obviously, for us. You know, Axtell's been ranked pretty high in state the whole year, and they've played some pretty tough teams and beat some really good teams. But, you know, I thought we did some positive things during the game. You know, we were able to move the ball a little bit. You know, the score doesn't show that, but it seemed like every time we'd get a first down, then we'd get backed up with penalties or things like that. You know, defensively, you know, I think we did as well as we could against, you know, a potent offense like that. I mean, they, you know, they move the ball so quick and you know, they're super athletic and quick you know, losing how we did, you know, I mean, you know, they're obviously disappointed every time you lose, but, you know, that was a good football team we were going up against, and I thought we did, you know, the best we probably could.
How good was Bussing at quarterback and just the way they run that offense? You alluded to it a little bit, but just expand a little bit about what they do that makes them so good.
I mean, they don't really do – I mean, you know, what you see on film is what you're going to get, but you don't realize how fast they are until you see them live and you're going up against them. I mean, you know, if I had a timer, I bet he didn't have the ball in his hands for more than 1 second before he was throwing passes. I mean, he, you know, even in their, you know, shotgun snaps, he's getting the ball so quick and getting it out so quick. And you know, he's such an accurate passer and throws a tight ball, and then he can run the ball too. You know, they run some option, and it was hard for us to defend, and you know, they ran some spread sets that we weren't ready for. But you know, they got a lot of weapons. You know, any one of their receivers or backs can catch the ball, and they're quick and fast, and they're physical too. You know, they're not very big, but they're sure physical, and it was just it was a tough matchup.
Talking with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in the locker room chats. When we come back, we'll wrap up this 2019 football season for the Knights here on KD Country 94.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
Forget the holiday stress and live better with Nextech. Tie on the aprons and whip up some Christmas treats while you stream your favorite holiday songs. While the kids wait with excitement for the oven to beep, watch holiday movies on TV Now, then video chat with Grandma to show off their creations. Everyone can enjoy a sweet treat when you add a new Nextech service, including internet, TV Now, or phone, because it's free for 3 months. Certain restrictions apply. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Again, we're Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights. Coach, you finish out the season now 5-4, your final record, so you get that winning season. Just before I kind of recap and look at, you know, moving forward off of that, I do want to take some time to look back at this team, and you will have the, you know, just the one senior, Carter Brown, leaving the team, but he meant a lot for your program, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's always tough, you know, especially for Carter, when you're the one senior, and you know, things kind of have to fall on your shoulders. But you know, Carter progressed so well over the 4 years I had him. He got stronger. He got you know, he got more physical, and you could see that progress through the years and through the games that they win. I thought he ran the ball really well this year, and I thought he was aggressive on defense. So you know, losing Carter is going to hurt, but you know, we got some guys coming up I think are going to help too.
You talk about those guys coming up. You're very, very sophomore and freshman heavy this season. You know, you had Wyatt Eberle, a junior, there at the fullback and linebacker position, so he'll come back as a senior next year. But how excited are you, and how much does it help as you have a 5-4 winning season with this young group as you look to improve in the future?
Well, you know, they were very committed this summer. The whole team was there pretty much, you know, from Memorial weekend to the start of the season. And, you know, being so young, I think they can see that, you know, if they put in the hard work, you know, we can have some success. I mean, it's taken us, you know, the last 3 years, I don't think, you know, we might have amassed 5 wins. So, you know, having a winning season and getting 5 wins this year was big, and showing them that, you know, if you put in the hard work, you know, it'll pay off. And like you said, you know, we played one senior, one junior, and the rest were sophomores and freshmen. So these guys got a lot of football ahead of them. And I think we can be successful. They just got to continue to work hard.
Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in our locker room chats for the final time this season. Coach, we thank you for joining us all year. Hey, we'll look forward to chatting with you during basketball season, and best of luck down the road, all right?
All right, thanks, Dusty. I appreciate it.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Forget the holiday stress and live better with Nextech. Tie on the aprons and whip up some Christmas treats while you stream your favorite holiday songs. While the kids wait with excitement for the oven to beep, watch holiday movies on TV Now, then video chat with Grandma to show off their creations. Everyone can enjoy a sweet treat when you add a new Nextech service, including internet, TV Now, or phone, because it's free for 3 months. Certain restrictions apply. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday night locker room chats with Rock Hills head coach Colby Hamill. Remember to tune in to KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake for our football games of the week. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are brought to you by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Welcome back here on our locker room chats, KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. With Colby Hamill, the head coach of the Rock Hills football team. Tough way to end your season, coach. You fall to Frankfort in the first round of the cross-district playoff game there on Thursday night at home, 54-8 game called at halftime. I know you going into it, you were had been shorthanded a little bit, but Frankfort really came out and played well. What were your thoughts overall on Thursday night's loss?
Yeah, Frankfort's just a really good team. They were coached well. They played harder than my guys did. They had a good game plan, and personally, I think they're the best team we've played this year. I'm curious to see how that game Friday versus them in Hanover is going to look. I think giving them a second chance at Hanover, we'll see what happens. But, really good football team. Hats off to their coach for the work that they've put in this year. And, I wish them the luck. And, my guys just didn't come out with energy. They, they played harder than we did. Just a tough way to end the year.
What do you see in practice during the week from the group after that tough loss to St. John's Tipton there last Friday night?
Oh, to be honest, they had kind of shut it down. Mm-hmm. It's kind of disappointing as a coach. You're 6-2. You're a first year coach, and you're thinking, "Heck yeah, really good first year as a head coach." But these guys, they shut it down during the week, and obviously you practice the way you do. It's going to pay off. It's going to show in the game, and it did. I feel bad for the guys who laid it out on the line, put their bodies, on the field for, their teammates, and just had some individuals on the team who just decided, they wanted to give up before the game was over. So, I feel bad for the guys that care, but, it is what it is.
We're talking with Colby Hamill, the head coach of the Rock Hills football team here in the locker room chats. Coach, we're going to take a break here, then we'll recap the season here after this break on KD Country 94 in our locker room chats.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
There's great savings out there Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. They have selected varieties of Best Choice Butter, 1 pound, 2 for $5. It's not the Tuesday at Kears Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss the savings out for Tuesday at Kears Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Pillsbury Cake Mix, select the varieties, 15 and a quarter ounce for 99 cents. It's not the Tuesday at Kears Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Welcome back again on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're still with Colby Hamill, the head coach of the Rock Hills football team. Coach, as you finish up here, you talked briefly a little bit about, your first year as the head coach here at Rock Hills and having what ends up being a 6-3 season. I know every year coaches like to say some parting shots about their senior class, and I know that it's a group that would be your first senior class that you've had and helping lay kind of the foundation of what you hope to accomplish here at Rock Hills. What are your thoughts on that group here as you say goodbye to them?
Yeah, there's one guy I'm for sure going to miss, and that's Sam Underwood. A lot of people don't give Sam credit. He's a senior offensive lineman, played center for me. Since I got here in May, he's bought into everything that I've asked him to do, and he's worked his tail off. He's been a leader on and off the field. If you go and see him in our school, he's the leader of every single program and group and association. He's going to go to school for who knows what, building robots maybe, I don't know. But just a great kid. I wish I could have got to coach him for 4 years, but I'm glad he's kind of helped, like you said, set the foundation for this program. And, there's a couple other seniors there that are really athletic.
You know, I wish they would have bought into what I had. You know, best of luck to those guys, whatever they do, you know, in basketball season and in college. You know, I really look forward to this junior class and the junior high right now. You know, I coach a junior high football as well, and, you know, these guys are really soaking up everything that I have, and, you know, I'm excited for the years to come. You know, Rock Hills football is going to be pretty good for the next, you know, however many years that these guys are going to buy into it. So, you know, I'm excited. You know, good luck to those seniors as well.
Just as you look at the future, though, with that junior high program and this group that you have, how successful do you think this program can be?
You can't put wins and losses in front of guys, but, you know, I think if they do everything we ask them to do next year, we're going to be a good team. And with the districts being tougher next year, I think it's just going to make our all-around team better. You know, you're not going to be able to walk into a week and just dominate somebody. I think you go around and watch these scores in postseason and throughout the year, it's either a 45-0 type of a game or they're grinders. And I think next year is going to be a bunch of grinder games just to, you know, solidify a 4 seed out of our district. And, you know, those younger guys are going to see that. They're going to have to understand that, man, we got to work harder, you know, in the off season and during season in order to put our team in a position to be successful. And, you know, I'm just excited. You know, these young guys, this junior high class is, they're a blast to work with. And I'm coaching basketball right now as well. And, you know, they just do everything I tell them to do. And you know, they coach each other up. They communicate. Just some intangibles that you don't usually see with some teams. That these guys have the characteristics to, you know, be a quality football team in the next 5 years.
Colby Hamill, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in our locker room chats. Coach, this is the final time we'll talk this season. But it's been great to get to know you and talk to you this year about Grizzly football, and we wish you the best of luck down the road. We'll chat with you again next year, all right?
Thank you so much.
Our Rock Hills locker room chats are brought to you by Kier's Thriftway in Mankato and Boner Welding in Jewell. You'll find great deals now for Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. They have Best Choice Flower Selected Varieties, 5-pound bags for $1.39. It's now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Check out the savings now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. They have Pillsbury Frosting, selected varieties, 12 to 16 ounce, $1.49. It's now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas. Our Thursday night locker room chats continue on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with Sylvan Lucas head coach Ben Labertu. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show every Friday night, getting you set for kickoff, called the Football Express, that airs at 5:40 each Friday evening. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bennington State Bank. Now let's get you caught up as to what is happening with Mustang football with head coach Ben Labertu.
And welcome back on our locker room chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Ben Labertu with us now, the coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Took the long road trip out west there, coach, in the first round of the playoffs or that Week 9 cross-district matchup as he took on Tri-Plains Brewster out in Winona. Pick up a 52-8 win. Obviously a good game for you to pick up that kind of win, but what were your overall thoughts of the win there on Thursday night?
You know, I was pleased with it. I thought the kids did good. Thought we got off the bus. Thought we played well. Probably been as well as we played for a number of weeks, so I was pretty happy with them.
Did you have any concern going into that game just with the long road trip? Did you do many of those here over the last few years that you've had any concerns about, or was this just kind of a normal road trip for you?
You know, we had to go up to Almena, which is a 2-hour trip. Last year we went out to Sharon, so we've done a few of them. I haven't been real pleased this year with how we've gotten off the bus and played at times. I thought it's taken us a while, but I thought Thursday, I thought we got off the bus. I felt like they were ready to go, pretty dialed in, and it was a pretty fun evening.
You know, obviously the defense held them in check as well. Just overall, how do you feel about the way they're playing on that side of the ball as you get to this point of the season?
I thought we did some good things. You know, they busted a long pass play on us. You know, they had a couple kids with some good speed, and they got loose from us one time. I thought we played it pretty well. I just thought a little defensive back let the cushion get eaten up a little fast on him. So other than that, you know, I was real pleased with the defense. They, Triplane's got a couple drives, and we ended up stopping them down, you know, in the around the 20 or so. So I was pleased with how they stepped up, especially when they got on the other side of the field.
We're talking with Ben Laberty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Again, victorious over Triplane's Brewster on Thursday and headed into the next round of the regional round of the playoffs against Osborne coming up on Friday night. We'll talk a little bit more about that one coming up after the break here on our Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com. We're still with Ben Laberty, the coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Coach, your next opponent is Osborne coming up here in the regional round of the postseason in 8-man Division II playoffs. You already played them once in district play. It was a 48-0 loss back there, the first game of your district season. So that was a halftime game. What are some of the things that you're taking from that experience and the things that you'll look to fix here this second time around?
You know, our biggest thing is showing up and playing. I think our kids are embarrassed after that deal. You know, and I'm not saying, you know, that Osborne isn't 48 points better than us at times, but I felt like they felt we didn't show up and play hard. And, you know, so that's kind of what we've talked about all week is showing up and playing well and see what happens. You know, they're ranked top one, two, or three, whatever it is in the state of Kansas right now. They're well coached. They got as much speed as I would say any 8-man team probably has on the field at one time, but yeah, we've looked at that game quite a bit and we've talked a lot about it. So, you know, and this will be our fourth time to play them in 13 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so kind of familiar with them a little bit as far as personnel, but Coach Tune does a good job of mixing everything up. So it'll be a different look this time around, I'm sure, and I'm hoping we show up and adjust and play hard.
When you look at Osborne offensively and see what they've got over there, what stands out the most? You know, you talked about the speed, but when you look at that, how are they so successful all the way around, not just with that speed?
Oh, you know, they're well coached. Their positioning's good. Their execution's good. Quarterback he does a nice job. He runs offense well, and like you said, It's not like they have one, two guys that can break a big play on you. They got three guys in the backfield and a couple ends that can go, you know, the distance on you whenever they want. So that's tough to prepare for, but you got to be disciplined. You got to do your job and hopefully get people in the right spots.
What's the mentality you feel of your kids right now after you talked about, you know, they were disappointed the first time, but as the season's gone along, how much has that changed as far as the confidence of this group?
Oh, I think we've gotten better, and we talked about that. You know, after Friday, after Thursday, I'm sorry, we talked about the fact that we're a better team than we were week four or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm assuming so are they. You know, every team's got more experience and they've figured out what they can do well and what they can't. So, you know, I think the mentality going in is I think we're pretty loose. You know, I don't think we feel like we've got a ton of pressure on us because, you know, nobody expects a whole lot out of us. So we're just going to show up, have some fun, and hopefully play well.
Ben Laberty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, this is our final Locker Room Chat of the season, so we want to thank you for joining us all season long, and best of luck as you finish out this run in the playoffs here.
All right, thanks, Dusty, and thanks for everything you do.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Bennington State Bank.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the football coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.
And don't forget to tune in to the Football Express, brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, our own preview show airing at 5:40 on Friday nights, previewing all the area matchups in the listening area. And after the games on Friday, catch the Katy Country 94 local high school scoreboard show at 10:05, presented by State Farm Insurance.